Inspector Gote, Caught in Meshes. Written by H.R.F. Keating and read by Sam Daster.
Chapter 1. Inspector Ganesh Gote sighed for his native land. Things had come to a pretty pass. A visiting American shot down in the crudest sort of highway robbery. A dacoity taking place within 50 miles of Bombay on a main trunk road. And that this should happen to the brother of a world figure like Professor Gregory Strongbow. Here was the world's foremost hydrodynamics expert, a man who had conferred immense benefits on the human race, on holiday in India, and his brother is brutally murdered. It did not bear thinking about. The blue Dodge police truck went thundering along the dusty Pune road. The pattern of the fields whirled past, broken only by the occasional deeply cut, wandering nullah, or the clustered huts of a village. Gote looked steadily ahead. It should not be far now, and the moment he arrived he must get his teeth into the case. It would not be an easy affair. Dacoits were notoriously difficult to track down. No doubt these had carried out their robbery quite openly and had relied, as usual, on going into hiding until the trouble had blown over. But for once they had miscalculated. They had contrived to pick on someone too important, and they had killed him. At least for once there would be maximum backing at all levels. Gote vowed not to rest till he had identified the culprits and step by step had tracked them down. He owed that much to the national reputation. They approached a fantastically overloaded little Fiat which had broken down by the roadside. An American family, by the look of it, the children in bright T-shirts, both father and mother in jeans. Luckily, there was a mechanic lying on his back under the vehicle. This was no time to have to stop and offer assistance. And now a momentary slowdown where the road took a sudden twist round a blacksmith's shop and its rusty old petrol pump, and it should be about another 10 miles. Yes, the deputy superintendent had said the dacoity had occurred where the traffic was held up by roadworks, and there ahead was a place where the embankment had crumbled away. And yes, there was a dark green car stopped in the full glare of the heat. That should be it. His driver brought the overheated Dodge to a screaming halt worthy of the best traditions of the Bombay police. Gote jumped lightly down and took in the scene with a quick glance. A harassed and sweaty but stolid-looking constable was keeping back a small crowd of gaping villagers and workers from the road-mending gang. The empty car, a Chevrolet, unusually enough, stood at the point where the road narrowed to one lane. At the other end of the single lane there was a bullock cart. Its two bullocks, with their coloured horns down, were dragging at the last remains of some roadside tufts of grass. A couple of paces from the car there was crudely traced in the dust the outline of a man's body. Beside it, the surface of the concrete had been darkened by a dried-up pool of blood over which buzzed some fat flies. Gote went over towards the constable to get his report, and was suddenly startled to hear a loud shout from a little way down the road. "Hey, you!" He turned, but immediately regretted having done so. The shout might not have been directed at him. It should not have been directed at him, an inspector of the Maharashtra State Police. Only he knew perfectly well that it was. There was no doubt, either, about who the shouter was. Striding along the dust-layered surface of the road was a tall, broad-shouldered Westerner. Everything from the well-hung cut of his crisp, beige-coloured suit to his broad-brimmed straw hat with the coloured band round the crown proclaimed him an American.
"You! Are you the inspector from the police they said was coming from Bombay?"
Gote squared his thin shoulders.
"I am inspector in charge of case, certainly," he said.
"Well, I'm glad to see you finally got here," the American replied.
The thought flashed into Gote's mind that this was a pressman. He found the notion a little daunting. Indian journalists he could cope with, though he never much liked even their brashness. But an American reporter? A tough, remorseless conductor of special investigations?
How had this one got onto the murder so quickly?